Hey there, welcome aboard. You are listening to another episode of the Nerdy Little Bubba Podcast. I am your host, Mr. Garrett, and we're going to get things started. As you know, here on the Nerdy Little Bubba Podcast, we discuss sports, music, and or life. So, going to kick things off discussing a little bit about sports, and all I can say is, wow. At the score last night, I did not anticipate the outcome between Alabama and Tennessee. Tennessee came away with the W. I'm pretty sure that Tricky Nicky Saban is pretty pissed off today. Matter of fact, he probably made his team practice last night at midnight as soon as they got back. But yeah, it was. I didn't get a chance to see the game. I just kept up with the scores and the highlights. It was a hell of a matchup, and it appears that it was a hell of a game with all kinds of twists and turns, and it looks like Tennessee pulled it out at the last minute. Not that I have a dog in the fight, because I don't care about either team, but apparently it did make for great entertainment. So the people that won yesterday were fans of college football. Now, of course, if you like that team in orange, then hey, you celebrate, but nah, I can't give y'all full congratulations, because I am a South Carolina Gamecock and we do not like Tennessee. But apparently it was a hell of a game. Tennessee managed to turn things around within about a year or two. Because after they fired Jeremy Pruitt and they hired Heupel, I don't know what the hell they're doing down there in Knoxville, but they're doing something to make this huge come up. So it's going to be interesting down the stretch here. To see how things play out, because you have an undefeated Georgia, you now have an undefeated Tennessee, you have a one-loss Alabama team. I also believe that Ole Miss, I think, is undefeated as well. So it's going to be an interesting playoff scenario. So we'll see how this turns out. Hopefully, my Gamecocks will be 7-2 and bowl eligible when we go up against them in a few weeks. So we're going to see about that. On another note, the NFL, we got a full slate of games today, and I know my Dolphins are playing the Minnesota Vikings. I hadn't gotten a chance to really check the score yet. Hopefully, the young boy Skylar Thompson will actually do something, and if not, well, back to the drawing board. And hopefully, I know that Tua Tagovailoa is out of concussion protocols, and I think Teddy Bridgewater's out also, so we'll see how they progress within the next few weeks. I think the biggest matchup today, I believe, is going to be the Eagles versus Dallas. I got friends who are fans of both teams. So it's going to be a hell of a matchup. I'm not sure what time that comes on. I'm going to see if I can't at least check out a little bit of it. It is a sunny Sunday here in the DMV. Something I hadn't said in a while. It's a beautiful day. I'm going to have to get outside and see what's going on. You know how I do. Kick back, have me a little drink, and just cool out. So, on the music front, I haven't really listened to anything since last discussion. The Ozzy Brothers. I've just been kind of, flipping through different albums. Kind of surprised that Silk Sonic, or should I say Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak of Silk Sonic, did not want to submit their album for the Grammy. It's kind of interesting why. I guess they just feel like it's not that it's not Grammy worthy, because it damn sure is, but for whatever reason they just did not want to submit it. So maybe they're trying to send a message to the Grammy board that maybe we just don't need y'all, but we'll see. So I haven't really listened to a lot. I know I've been delving into a lot more smooth jazz. I've been delving more into old school jazz. Now there is one group that I started listening to a while ago, and they're called Moonchild, and their music is actually great. You'll be surprised what jams and gems they have on their album. So go look at their catalog. Any album that you pick is going to be awesome. Very much so awesome. While we're on the music tip, I was actually thinking about some rap songs that I remember hearing back in the day, and them joints was just sad. Like, the content was sad, although the beats itself was on point, and the rappers who were, the artists who were creating it, you know, was putting it on paper, putting it to life, a lot of these songs were sad. So I was like, I wonder what would be the top five saddest rap songs of all time in my mind would be. So I thought about it some more. I said, okay, I know what they are. So I came up with five rap songs that are sad. Like, they're just, you know, not that they're terrible, because they're not by any stretch of the imagination. They're just sad. So the first song I thought about that was pretty sad, and this is in no particular order, by the way. The first one I thought about was Cam'ron. Cam'ron, on his first album, Confessions of Fire, did a song called D-Rugs. That song is sad as fuck. And it's sad because of it's the content, right? He talks about how drugs then took over and basically messed up so many families, different situations. So he was storytelling, like, you know, I know this name, D-Rugs. I would hate my mama today, so if I could, I would break him. And so it was crazy how he interwove how D-Rugs took over his life and took over his mom's life. Now, I don't know if that actually happened. I know part of it may have happened. I'm not sure about the other half, but yeah, because of based upon his own interviews and stuff like that. But the song was sad. I mean, even the music was sad, definitely the content. But Cam brought fire with the lyrics, but that's what Cam does, right? But that song was wild. And then at the end, he was like, you know, I got arrested, her by the cops. No, he was like, D-Ruz got me arrested, me by the cops, her by cardiac, and me by the cops. And so that really does happen, because if you use drugs, that is the risk you run. If you use it, cardiac arrest. If you sell it, by the cops or the feds. So, and it's crazy how if you don't know any better, you would think that D-Ruz is a real person, based upon the content. The second sad song was Jay-Z's Song Cry. Literally, you can hear the song crying based upon his lyrics and or lyrical content. And again, the beat was sad too. So it already puts you in that frame of mind that this is not going to be a peppy, upbeat song. But to me, it was like in the top three songs off the Blueprint album. But in my mind, that was another sad rap song. The third song is by the Ghetto Boys, and it's called 6 Feet Deep. And I think about this song because I remember when it first came out. I might have bought it a couple months late, but I just remember that right around the time that I bought that single, and yes, it was a cassette single, so I'm dating myself, but on the day I bought that cassette single, one of my high school classmates was actually being laid to rest. It was over summer break. I'll never forget. We were at the mall. I had just went to the eye doctor, got my glasses, because that's when I used to be able to get my glasses within an hour. Not so much now, but that's another story. And we were walking, and, you know, I used to just automatically run to Camelot Music. And I remember I ran there and I got the tape. But it was right around the same time that my classmate was being buried. And so, unfortunately, his life was snuffed out. You know, he was young. You know, like I said, we were in high school. And so, yeah, he lost his life, unfortunately, he just lost to violence. Not sure if it was intended violence, but I'm not going to get into that. Unfortunately, we just know he's no longer with us. So, but I remember buying that single on that date. And so that's another sad song and a reminder of just how precious life is. Another song that was sad in my mind is DMX's Slipping and Falling. Because if you know DMX's history, of course, rest in peace, DMX. If you know his background and his history, you'll know why that song resonates and why it's considered so sad. Because he was just going through it since he was a kid. And the situations he was in, no kid should have to go through. And I guess the difference is what he rapped about is what he lived. Not saying that other rappers don't in the songs that I mentioned, but this particular one, knowing the history and knowing what he was talking about, then yes, it all fits. And finally, my last rap song that I think was hella sad is Master P's I Miss My Homies. And I think that was on the Ghetto Dope album, but I have to go back and check. But anyway, that song was hella sad too, because it hit home and it reminded me of all the people that I know personally who are no longer with us since 2020. And unfortunately, a lot of them, I think in the majority of the cases, they didn't necessarily pass because of COVID, but because of other circumstances. But the bottom line is they were all cut down in the prime of their lives. And I'm talking, it was just so shocking as to what happened to them. You know, it was, all of it was unexpected. And it's, again, just reminds you that you got to live your life for today and not for tomorrow, because you never know what can happen tomorrow. So you got to enjoy yourself, live your life to the fullest, and try to take advantage of it. And that leads me into the life part of the show, if you will, in that, yes, you have to take everything one day at a time. You have to enjoy your life, enjoy the people around you, and keep the right people around you. Because, again, you just never know what can happen from day to day. And so you just have to keep things, it puts things in a lot of perspective, especially now that, you know, with me being in my mid-40s now, you just start to realize just how precious life is. But it also makes you look around and see that your life is not as bad as it could be. It's not as bad as others have it. I look back over my own life and, you know, I remember 20 years ago. And yes, I'm dating myself again, but I remember 20 years ago thinking, you know, I had just moved here to the DMV, and that was 18 years ago, actually 19 years ago now, yeah, 19 years ago, I moved to the DMV, and I was thinking to myself, but at age 24, you know, I was thinking to myself, you know, one day I wanted to have a house, you know, one day I wanted to have a wife, you know, one day, you know, I wanted to have the kind of ride I want. And when I first moved here, I wasn't sure if that was going to be possible. In fact, I wanted to leave because I wasn't sure if I was going to make it. But I'm glad I stuck by it and didn't give up. And so just looking over it, you know, I got the things that I want, but now I realize that there's more. And I'm going to get more because I deserve it. No more playing small. No more, you know, letting other people dictate the moves that I need to make. I'm going to make these moves. I'm going to do what I need to do because I have goals, dreams, aspirations, just like anybody else. So no more looking back, only going to press forward, living life for today. And just enjoying each day and enjoying the little things in life. So that's what you have to do, because again, tomorrow's never promised. So on that note, we're going to end things on that note. And as I say it with every show, if you like what you heard, please subscribe, listen, and share. And besides that, I am Mr. Garrett. And as always, a partner, I wish you nothing but peace and one love.